Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for Monday, June 27th. That's the Sierra Delta Foxtrot. SDF, the Superdimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system. You can learn more about SDF by directing your web browser to sdf.org or our amateur radio club, which is sdfarc.org. I will pause now to drop the Echolink conference for several seconds and be right back to start the net. I am AB3KC, that's Alpha Bravo 3, Kilo Charlie, the net control operator today. My name is Collins, and I'm located in Virginia. My SDF username is DirtyRig. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via Echolink node 9229, the TechLink conference. We would like to thank Michael, VE7KI, for allowing us to use this conference. This is a directed net. If you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcome to check in to the SDF Amateur Radio Club TechLink net. The topic for tonight is roughly, and open to anything you want to talk about, I suggest potentially we could talk about community service and ham radio, events you've supported or events you plan to support. Is there something in community service and ham radio that you take interest in? Mention it to us tonight. Maybe we'll learn something. Let's see. We have a dashboard here on Echolink. So I'll acknowledge the stations that I see on the dashboard. And then I will pause to see if there's anyone unlisted or unidentified who would like to check in. And when you do check in, please give your call sign, your name, and location. So I'll pause now and get my list together and then identify those stations that I see already on the dashboard. Okay, I recognize on the dashboard I'm seeing KN4JPV Rick, WB4HNL, wow, I can write WB4HNL, also Rick, W1SK, Joe, KD9NDJ, Ken. I need a faster ink pen. PY2BIL, PY2BIL, that's Guillermo, and AB9FJ, that is going to be Wayne, and we see also the NB0X link system. Okay, so if you did not hear your name, give your call sign and check in now. Call Net Control. This is AB3KC. All right, so it doesn't seem like we have any linked repeaters tonight or anybody coming in on any bridges. All right, well, this is where we start going through the roster, about 5 minutes into the net. You're welcome to talk about anything that's on your mind, ham radio or otherwise. Technical. We can get technical here. And if you're so inclined, again, I did recommend a topic tonight, which would be community service in ham radio, events that you'd like to support, have supported, or plan to support in the future. So with that, I will open the floor, and we'll go down the roster. First up is Kilo November 4, Juliet Papa Victor. Rick, you have the floor. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, good evening, everyone, on this TechLink RagChew. This is my second visit to this net, and I do appreciate Net Control's hard work to keep this net up and running. To be honest, I also check into another net on Sunday night on the east coast of Florida, and I was just checking in to just eavesdrop on what was going on. I thought I checked in last Sunday, but I There was nothing to be heard, so I might have checked in too late. But I really don't have anything to contribute. I don't have any traffic tonight. Nothing of any importance. I'm kind of living a charmed life up here in the mountains of Quebec. We haven't had any more derecho storms in the last 3 weeks, and everything is cleaned up from that. And I really don't have much to contribute. I just literally was checking in to listen in on what's going on in everybody else's world. So I'll send it back to Net Control, and I will be pleasantly listening on the side. KN4JPV from the mountains of Quebec. Back to Net Control.
Okay. Thank you, Rick. Yeah, I remember hearing you. I guess it's been 2 weeks maybe when we talked about the derecho. Welcome. Thank you for stopping by, and I'm glad you're here. So appreciate it, and hope you enjoy listening. All right. Next we have Whiskey Bravo 4, Hotel November Lima. Rick, go ahead.
Very good, Collins. This is WB4HNL. Rick, I'm in Tampa, Florida. Brand new Echolink user, just been on the system a few days. And sort of like the prior Rick, I was listening in out of curiosity. I'm embarrassed to say I don't have much to add on the community service aspect, which is I'm not happy to admit. I feel like I should be doing more in that respect. I'm a longtime ham, got licensed when I was a kid, but I was inactive for decades until I got back on the air in 2018. I was curious about the net. One of my curiosities in particular and interest lately as far as technical issues is I'm an SDR play user on HF, and I find it fascinating, and I love the way it works, and it's really added a whole new dimension to the hobby for me. I probably won't be staying around too long tonight. I'm an early to bed guy, and there's some things I have to do before the evening's over, but this sounds like a very nice net, and if you all will have me, I hope to join you more frequently. Collins, back to you. AB3KCWB4HNL.
Excellent. All right. Good to hear you from Tampa, Florida. And I guess I might put in a plug for Friday night for those on the East Coast. There's a large net that meets on this conference link on Friday nights. I think it's called the Flying Pigs Tech Talk Net, something to that effect. It's pretty active. So if you happen to think of it, you might check into that. And some of those users are here as well periodically on this net. It's a little cross-pollination. But glad to have you, and we look forward to hearing from you again in the future. Welcome back to the hobby, and welcome to Echolink. Also, software-defined radio is pretty cool. I think there's a conference coming up in September, not too far from me in D.C. I guess it's, how do you call it, GNU Radio, GRCon, something like that. All right, cool. Good to hear from you tonight, Rick, and thanks for checking in with us. Hope all is well in Tampa, Florida. Next on the roster here is Joe W1SK from AB3KC.
Yeah, AB3KC and the net, W1SK. Name here is Joe, and SDF username is Atticus. Here in central Maine, just north of Augusta, in the town of Winslow. Good evening. Good to hear everybody. I hope everyone had a great field day. I don't know what everyone's field day plans were, but I did a little traveling field day. With the ARL, I have a field appointment as assistant section manager, so I try to get to field day sites and go visit some people and shake some hands and see how all that was going on. So that was really fantastic. And the weather held out pretty well, actually, which is great, too. It was warm, really warm weekend for me. I'm not used to this. Probably get my air conditioner installed here the next couple of weeks. The KD4 station that's up in the Quebec mountains, you don't have the typical accent that I know or have heard from someone up there. Wondering if that's where you're originally from or not. So I haven't been up there in years since I was a kid, actually. But it's good to hear from someone up there too as well. Last time I was up there, Lac Megantic area, Sherbrooke. Well, that's probably very far south of you if you're on the mountains. So, but other than that, not much to talk about here other than the successful field day trips and all that sort of stuff. Hope everyone has a really great week and a good weekend. What's left of it? And we'll see you folks later, AB3KC and the net, W1SK.
All right, cool. Our very own Abacus, an ARRL section manager who is busy for field day. Cool, it's good to hear from you, Joe. I think, if I recall, it's been 2 weeks, but I think Rick in Quebec might originally be from Florida. I might have my wires crossed, but definitely believe I recall the lower 48. So, I think that was the case. Anyway, cool. Glad to have you, W1SK. Thanks for checking in. All righty. My field day plans got disrupted. My field day cohort tested positive and was sick with COVID all week. So we decided to cancel our plans. It was just a small group of us. We were going camping. So the energy level was just too low to pull it off in recovery mode. But maybe we'll do a 13 colonies. That's probably not going to happen, but maybe. There's the 13 colonies special event in July. That might be something fun we could get together and regroup on. All right. Next up on the roster is Kilo Delta 9, November Delta Juliet. Go ahead, Ken.
AB3KC and everyone on the net, this is KD9NDJ, Kilo Delta 9, November Delta Juliet. My name is Ken. I'm in East Central Illinois. I don't really have much to add on the community service side, but during the height of the coronavirus pandemic, I participated in an HF Wellness Net, which was a lot of fun, and it gave me an opportunity to get my amplifier cranked up and hit the local stations in Illinois. I think it's kind of interesting that I needed an amplifier to hit local, since apparently the trajectory of my signal, the way my antennas radiate out, I sort of have a local bubble and I can hit some distance. I find that very odd. I'm new to ham radio, as you can tell from that remark. Anyway, yesterday, field day, I had the notion of sort of being a, quote, prepper, unquote, and I set up my gear. I have a Zygu G90, and I took it out into the yard, and I had my ham sticks ready to go, which I brought back from the Dayton Hamvention. And unfortunately, the rain just persisted and persisted and got heavier and heavier. And I saw in a moment of clearing that it was a good idea to probably bail, so I never transmitted a thing. When I got back in the house, I cranked up the indoor main station, and I saw an amazing amount of, first of all, interference from the storm system and the atmospheric conditions, and also a fair amount of overlaps and splatter going on with people that are all doing the contest. So I didn't really except for some stuff on DMR, apart from field day, I didn't really make any contacts or actually even transmit. So field day was kind of a wash. I did learn something, though. I learned a bunch, and that's what it's all about. So anyway, with that blather, this is KD9NDJ. Back to you, Collins.
All right. Excellent. Yeah. No, that's sounds like you did learn something. And I also did not transmit. I did have, I had a 2-meter radio on sideband 144.2 listening, but I did not transmit either. Of course, my plans got derailed. All right, and I do recognize that DK6BQQ Reg has entered the room on the conference. So Reg, just heads up, you'll come right after Wayne on the roster. I just added you right after Wayne. Okie doke. So that brings us to Guillermo, PY2BIL from AB3KC.
AB3KC, this is PY2BIL, Guillermo out of São Paulo in Brazil. SDF username is G Cremieri. So hi, everybody. So community service, yeah, well, there's not a lot going on from my side here either. I did some, in the past, some training for folks that wanted to go from one of these emergency responders. They wanted to get some more background on radio. So I did some training for these first responders. So that was a good one. They really liked it. And I'm also trying to collaborate more on the technical side to get some packet radio nodes, portable nodes out there for emergency communications back to some internet-connected stations, right? So working on that for a couple of years, trying to make some progress with that. But that's more or less all I have done down here for community service. So, and otherwise, well, we don't have any field day here in the south, so nothing on that front either. So that's about it. A lot of work and not a lot of radio going on here, unfortunately. But trying to make some time here on Sundays evening if I can. To join you guys or jump over on Calm like I did. I guess it was yesterday. I went over to Calm, and which I haven't done for a long time. And I put up a ham radio room over there to see if I catch anybody. And sure enough, Wayne dropped in. So we had a little chat before he went out to his field day outing there. So that was sort of fun. But anyways, I guess that's all I have for you in the net. So back to you, Collins, AB3KC. This is PY2BIL.
All right. Cool. Well, thank you, Guillermo, for coming in tonight from São Paulo, Brazil. And I can relate with all work and not a lot of time for radio. Yeah, it's been like that a lot. Cool. Good to hear from you, and look forward to hearing from you again soon. And sorry I missed you in Calm. I didn't check Calm much over the weekend. But good. Hope you have a good week, Guillermo. All right, Wayne, that makes it your turn. AB9, FJ.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking the net this week, Colin. And yes, had a nice chat with Guillermo there in Calm. I can't remember the last time I chatted with him in Calm, so it was a good reunion. And then right after that, I went out to the field day site and had some good schmoozing with the hams that were out there. And after an hour or two of that, I guess the operator who was on the phone station, I guess he got tired or he had to do something, so I stepped in and take over. And let me think, what was this? Well, anyway, I spent several hours working phone on 20 meters And I think I made, you know, a grand total of maybe 30 QSOs. It was kind of hard. We didn't really have a great setup there, but it was fun. I don't do HF very often, so field day is probably the best chance I have for making HF contacts and honing my skills of tuning sideband signals and fighting QRM and so on and so forth. You know, the rest of the time, the rest of the year, I'm just, you know, VHF, UHF, FM, which is like so easy compared to sideband on HF. So, what else? We didn't have a whole lot of people, and that's kind of sad. Just a few years ago, before the pandemic and so on, it was pretty typical for us to have like 30 people out there at the field day site. But this year, we only had like maybe 10 or 12. So, not sure what's up with that. Maybe it's still some lingering pandemic issues there, or continuing aging ham, and so on. So, we'll see what happens. So, let me reset. And I think your official topic this week is community service, or emergency service, I guess. And so, I finally got my license about 20 years ago. In fact, let's see, it was 20 years ago last February. And almost immediately, I joined up with the local Aries group and started doing storm spotting and, you know, stuff like that. Now, our Aries group, it has had some problems in the last few years. And in particular, we lost a very good emergency coordinator, and the replacement has not quite equaled his predecessor. So, there's a scanner in the background. And I've actually kind of stopped participating.
Hang on while I'm busy. I'll call you back in a few minutes. Maybe I'm okay.
All right. Sorry about that. Where was I going? Right. So at the same time that was happening, we had another development around here locally that the official county emergency management group had a change in management personnel, and the previous guy was not really very ham friendly, but the new guy is not only ham friendly, he actually went out and got his ham license. So he's gung-ho on ham radio. He's encouraged, we have a search and rescue team, and he has encouraged members of the search and rescue team to get their licenses. And I think now we probably have something like 15 or 20 of the search and rescue volunteers who are licensed hams. So whenever the emergency coordinator needs some hams for some reason, he's got, you know, a list of people he can call on. He doesn't need to call on Aries anymore. So that's kind of sad for Aries, because it means that they're left out. They're doing things like charity events, you know, walkathons for cancer, or, you know, whatever, or the 4th of July parade, the Labor Day parade, that kind of thing, providing, you know, traffic control for that. So it's kind of sad to see that Aries is kind of being shut out. So anyway, I'm kind of venting there, and was there something else I wanted to mention there? If I think of it, I'll reach it. So back to you there, Collins, AB9FJ.
Okay, Wayne. Cool. Well, thank you for that. That was very interesting to hear. And I was just thinking back to some community service events I did many years ago. Bicycle events are pretty big around here with ham radio support. There's multiple of those. I remember doing an off-road rally race support. That was in Tennessee. That was like 2003. All right. Hey, okay, so I do see that DK2DY joined us, and so you will, Robert, you will come after Reg, and Reg is up next. The topic tonight is community service, events you've supported in the past with ham radio, future events, or any type of thing like that that piques your interest. So up next is Reg, DK6BQQ.
AB3BC, Collins, good to hear you in here. Yeah, I've been over on different networks here, sorting a little bit of a problem that people think we have. But yeah, Aries, I remember taking the course in Hamilton, Burlington, and Milton, actually, years ago. We don't have too much of that happening here in Western Australia, but as you know, I run a net on the weekends, and we go globally. I think on the average each week we're having 2 to 3 brand new amateurs come in. So I think that's a worldwide community service. We've been known as Window on the World and all sorts of things, but we do have some new call signs come in and get together. I recall a situation in Georgia and Florida a couple of years ago. I was watching the weather activity. There was tornadoes and hurricanes and all sorts of stuff happening. And we would broadcast that information for the folks in Georgia that were in the middle of things. That was quite exciting. So that was sort of a community service that we provided for them. But in any event, all good. And other than that, it's a beautiful looking morning here this morning. It's about, I don't know, 8:30 in the morning. And Monday, so garbage day, so I got to make sure the bins are out and the folks pick up what they need to. Great to hear you in here, and we'll pass it back to you to go to Robert, I believe. He's on the east side of the island, so you got the west side and the east side of the island. We'll find out what's going on. Call it, good to hear you in here, sir. Back to net, VK6PQQ, Reg here in Western Australia.
All right, Reg, thank you. Thanks for stopping by, and prior to you joining the net tonight, I put a plug in for the Friday night net, at least Friday night on the East Coast. So I did give a plug for that. All right, cool. Let's see what's going on with DK2DY. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, good morning. This is Robert Victor Kilo, 2 Delta Yankee in Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales. But all part of the urban sprawls. It is Sydney. About 13 degrees Celsius here at the moment. It's slowly warming up, and we're slowly getting more daylight here. Let me see here. Oh, first thing, I stayed up late last night to watch Australia's first space launch or rocket launch in about 26 years. Private organization set up the Arnhem Space Center up in the middle of nowhere, up in Arnhem Land, on the top end of Australia in the Northern Territory. And they had a contract from NASA to launch three rockets. So it was sort of interesting to watch this activity take place. Australia sort of sat on the side during the space race up until now, so it's good to see Australia back into it again. It was a really interesting thing. It was delayed for about an hour because of weather conditions. In spite of the fact being at the dry season, they were getting rain in the Northern Territory, and so they were had to keep delaying the launch. But they finally got it off. It was successful, and apparently the whole thing worked. So Australia's back in the space race. Interesting things. Let me reset for a second. So the main organization here for emergency response is called WISEN. Wireless, oh my goodness. Anyway, Wireless Communications Emergency Network. That's it, WISEN, Wireless Communications Emergency Network. It's organized, as everything is here, by state. Some states it's active, some states it's pretty much non-existent. It really depends on the state. and how it's organized. Here in New South Wales, Wison was a part of the WIA. It chose about 10 years ago to join the VRA, the Volunteer Rescue Association, because almost every volunteer group is coordinated through the VRA. They were getting their instructions from the VRA anyway, so they thought it would make more sense for them to become full members of that organization, so they're no longer affiliated with the WIA or ham radio groups here. But on the other hand, in the Australian Capital Territory, they're part of the local club there. So it really sort of depends state by state. The number of activities they do are small. They've been involved in bushfires. They've been involved in some of the flooding situation. They do a couple of public service activities. There's a Glowworm Caves marathon that they provide communication for, but mostly most of the events here have all gone to mobile phones because it's just easier to get volunteers to coordinate communication with mobile phones. So hams used to do more of that in the past, but in the present time, most of that has been switched over to just different clubs and different organizations. So, unfortunately, we sort of missed the boat, I think, in a lot of emergency services here. But it's still an active organization. Still does training. Still does a lot of different things. Active in the Gold and the Central Coast, a couple of other areas around here. So, it is what it is. We're a small group here. 14,000 hams in the whole country. VK2DY, back to net.
All right, this is AB3KC, Alpha Bravo 3 Kilo Charlie. Cool. Well, it's good to hear from you tonight, or maybe I should say this morning. thanks for checking in. As far as my report this week, I just pulled a Wayne and forgot it. I remember. I had some fun driving for work during the pandemic and putting an HF radio in the car mobile. And I picked up on this net that's every morning. The one I found was eCARS, E-C-A-R-S, eCARS. I think it was 40 meters. And, or was it, yeah, I think it was, no, wait. May have been 80 meters. I think, goodness gracious, how am I forgetting? Anyway, HF net. East Coast Amateur Radio Service, I think it was a service net. And the idea was to help people and provide services. I don't know very clearly, but I mean, it sounds to me like if I needed help, I could have called into the net and had 30 or 40 people on my side. The net goes for like 4 or 5 hours. So that was kind of cool. That's sort of a service to other ham radio operators. And that was a daily net every morning, eCARS. Pretty cool. All right, well, that's me here in Virginia. And that brings us to the bottom of the list. So we'll look for rechecks. Anybody spur that missing thought that wants to get back on there, just ID now. Okay, nothing heard. All right. Now I kind of miss it. I remember, Wayne, you didn't think of what you were thinking of. Okay. Well, let me pull up. I guess we can move towards closeout. Let me just break one more time and let anybody, any rechecks, final call for rechecks. This is AB3KC. You know what? I'm going to recheck. So net control is going to recheck. I have a question, which is, I think, on topic for the net. And this one is Reg a question? Well, I guess you probably, you may or may not know the answer to this, but when you join the TechLink conference on EchoLink, you get introduced with a recorded message, audio message. And on the SDF side of the house, we have little, you might call them jingles or 10-second advertising spots that go out over our SDF streaming radio channel. And I was thinking that it would be fun to have one for this net that goes out over SDF just throughout the day periodically as like a jingle. And I was thinking, hey, what if we use the same intro or part? I think part of the joining TechLink and getting that intro message, but maybe also customized to mention the net. So I don't know if anybody on the conference tonight is familiar with how I might pursue that call now.
Hey, B3KC, Colin, BK6BQQ, over.
BK6BQQ, go ahead.
Oh, you're talking about the girl that comes on when you connect up to EchoLink and, of course, the 9229 conference. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, yep, that's... I was thinking that we could sort of advertise the net internally at the SDF if we had some sort of similar radio spot, you might call it, and then with information about the net so that we could sort of advertise it on our side internally. That's what I was thinking. That's the one.
Well, you can put a blurb on your own network if you're hooking up on EchoLink. As soon as you get connected up to 9229, you could have a WAVE file that you make up, and you can transmit that after you've made connection, and that lets folks know that are connected up to the EchoLink 9229. Your little WAVE file would let folks know exactly what the story is. Now, you can do that on EchoLink. Just make up a WAVE file, and as soon as you're ready to go and you're connected up to the network, just activate the thing and it'll come out automatically. You can have your voice or anyone else's voice come out and announce what's going to happen.
All right. Excellent. Well, maybe I will add this to the side projects list. Things to do. Build a radio jingle for advertising the net. All right. Cool. Well, thank you, Reg. Thanks, BK6BQQ. Any other checks? Any other rechecks before I close out the net? Call AB3KC now. All right. Cool. Well, thank you. It's great hearing from everybody tonight. I appreciate everybody coming to check in. Let's see. How many check-ins do I have? 3, 6, 9. 9, including myself. 9 check-ins. Good check-in list. Let's see. So this was the SDF ARC Monday net. Comes here every week on this location. Come back and join us. We'll be here next week, same time, same TechLink conference. The SDF Amateur Radio Club is online. You can check us out at sdfarc.org on the internet. Come by and drop us a line. I appreciate hearing from everybody tonight, and there are 73s in the chat land. Thank you all again. And I think, let's see. So the net started at 0 Zulu. It is now 043 by my count. And I will close the net. Welcome to join us for an afternet here and direct you. 73 to everybody. This is Net Control closing the net. Alpha Bravo 3 Kilo Charlie. Standing by.